I'm with Matt and Murray from Dog Point Vineyards. They've taken out the trophy in the Pinot class of the Six Nations Wine Challenge. Can you tell us a bit about your vineyard first, before we go on to anything else?
Yeah, I mean, it's a small family estate. It's been run since the late 70s. Ivan Sutherland's had the vineyards with his wife Margaret there since the late 70s, but started to produce its first wines until 2002 with James Healy and Wendy Healy as well. And so it's been a long time in the making. There's been no rush with any of it, but certainly a focus on, you know, having attention to detail and producing the best parcels of fruit from within their vineyards that they've had over those years.
Stylistically, how would you describe your Pinot?
Well, being from Marlborough, it is a cool climate. We do focus on retaining that vibrant, bright red fruit characters that Marlborough tends to produce. It always has quite a spicy character to it as well, coming off heavier clay soils and from hill slopes vineyards as well. And quite densely planted as well, so we do tend to focus more on intense fruit flavours as well as delicacy and elegance and balance in the wine as well.
Can you tell us a little about the 2012 vintage, which is what you entered in the competition, some of the challenges of that vintage?
Yeah, there were a few challenges. I guess, the first one being that it was a record low sunshine, very cool season in the growing season, so not very much quantity there, but what that did give us was a really long hang time, so the fruit developed a real intensity and richness to it. The only downside was that there wasn't much of it, but it was very much a stress-free vintage, and it did give us the time to there was no rush during that vintage at all.
Yeah, it was one of those vintages where it's actually the lowest sunshine hours we've had in about 80 years. So, but as Murray said, the result of that is a lot of hang time on the vine. Mm. And we're really going for really nice extraction. Well, I should say concentration. We're paranoid about over-extraction. Mm. And we really just want the wines to be regionally distinctive with a point of difference. And just searching to do the best job we can every year.
What would you think would be its cellaring potential?
We always like to think, we can only go back to what we've done, the first vintage being 2002. And I think, looking at past vintages, we can definitely go 10 years. But we always say sort of for premium drinking time, 5 to 7. But we're really confident by going 10 years. And from what we're seeing as well, we had some Opal Orzo 5s the other day and they were looking really smart. So that's pleasing to see.
And some of the differences in the vintages, can you talk a little bit about that, some of the nuances and the differences between the years?
Yeah, well, being cool climate, we get a lot of vintage variation, so there's lots of challenges that you get thrown your way. We're very hands-on in the vineyard, so we always sacrifice volume to make sure that we can get the best we can. So we want, we like people to know that we're doing the best job we can in any possible vintage, And there's been some challenges, but, there's the likes of 2008, which was a bigger vintage, but it was a fantastic vintage. And, it all comes down to attention to detail in the vineyard. And, in any sort of year that's, not so favourable, that we work hard to get the best that we can. But, we are cool climate, as Murray says, so every year is different. And there's all sorts of things we get thrown at. And, 12 was a cooler spring period. 13 was a great vintage, like 2006. But then I think 2004, 5 and 9 were, 9 was a challenging vintage for Pinot, where we were 25, 30% down. So, you're always at the mercy of the weather. But as I say, we do everything in our power to make sure that the quality that we're pulling in and the steps that we take to maintain the quality are paramount.
What was the yield for this vintage for this show, the 2012?
Sure. Well, we normally crop about 5 tonnes per hectare, which is about 30, 35 hectolitres. And it's coming off predominantly hill blocks, which is more of a clay loam soil, which helps us promote the minerality and the depth of flavour more. But we probably would have made 2,500 cases. And traditionally, we're probably closer to 3, 3.5. So we were a little bit down in the 2012, but that's just due to sort of smaller crops from the cooler period and the spring period.
I believe this competition was an invitation to come in, so that must have been quite... you must have been chuffed with that to be involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's always nice to be asked to do these sort of things. I mean, as I say, we're probably a little bit selfish. We make wines that we like to drink ourselves, and it's quite humbling when other people enjoy it as much as we like making it. And so, to be recognised like that, it's fantastic. And there's so many good wines out there, and you can't rest on your laurels at all. And we just keep trying to do the best job we can.
For Australian consumers looking to purchase your wine, how would they do that?
Well, predominantly we look to go into on-premise and fine wine retail, but we do want the wine to be available. You know, we're really conscious of being people being able to be reachable for people. So we have a distributor, Red and White, that looks after us nationwide. And the 2012 vintage, actually, which did pick up the award, is just about to be released. So it is a wine that will be available, which is fantastic.
We've talked about your Pinot. Anything else you produce in your varietals?
Yeah, we do four wines. We focus on Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay and Pinot, but we do a tank fermented style in keeping with the Marlborough traditional style. Mm-hmm. And then we do a barrel fermented style of Sauvignon Blanc, which is more about sort of developing texture and richness in the wine through evolution in barrel, rather than the aromatic expressiveness of the tank fermented style. But, you know, we keep it really concentrated on the four varieties, and we think that suits you know, the soil and the climate and our experience as well with those varieties.
Is it a very low intervention wine as far as from the winemaking process? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's very little added to the wine and very little taken away as well. There's very much a hands-off philosophy to it. So all of the attention goes in the vineyard. Meticulous hand sorting once it's picked as well. Although in 2012, very little reason to do that. It was a very clean year. And then once it's in tank, it's natural yeast, natural fermentation, and then a long, slow evolution in barrel over 18 months as well, and natural malolactic fermentation as well. So, yeah, we add very little to the wine, only a little bit of sulphur to the wine once it's bottled, just so it can age as well.
Has it had any international exposure at all, your vineyard?
Yes.
Exported overseas? Or?
Yeah, so it has been going for you know, over 12 years now, and most of the wine is exported. Australia being the largest market for us, and then the UK and the US as well, you know, big markets for us as well. New Zealand is a small population, so yeah, if you're looking to be sustainable, you probably need to look outside of just, you know, producing domestically in New Zealand. So certainly Australia's a fantastic market for us to have so close.
What does the future hold for the vineyard?
Maintaining our you know, strong position, I guess, focusing on quality.
Mm. Well, you're both very young, and as winemakers, was the experience passed down generationally, or was it...
Yeah, look, we can't take all the credit for that wine. You know, it's a team effort. We work with Ivan and James very closely, and they've got combined over 60, 70 years experience in the industry. So I think it's, you know, when they set out, they had a style of wine they like to do and a philosophy behind it, and I think, you know, we've got a great viticulturalist that's embraced the organic side of things. You know, we've got a great team in logistics and marketing, and then just, you know, everyone buys into what we're trying to do, and I think that's really important, and getting people integrated in every part. I think, you know, Ivan and James really paved the way, and their respective partners, and, you know, I think we've all just sort of bought into that style, and we're all passionate about it, and everyone's got the same goal, and that's just to make those regionally distinctive wines and do the best job we can every year.
Congratulations to firstly on winning the award, and thanks for bringing your great wine to Australia, and we look forward to following your wine.
Not at all. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers, guys.
No worries. Thank you very much.